Ha, śmierć spotkało się z szerokim odgłosem w francuskiej prasie.
Roth Radio, a primera hora, Televisión Dave, solamente, yeah.
Play it, Brian. That's beautiful, man. Go ahead. Take some time. Take some time. Roth Radio here. We received a directive just the other day, day before yesterday, that we were to stop playing all the ethnic and the ethnic-based music here, which means probably 99% of everything that we actually own. All the music that you hear in the background here is my music. All of the station IDs, I hired the girl, I wrote the script for the girl, I coached the girl through the thing, I brought an engineer out from California, sound designer extraordinaire, Nate Jenkins. Comes out here, we put together all of the advertisements ourselves. Nobody instructed us on how or what to. In fact, they complained about it entirely because I said, hey, we have an international audience here. That's why it's in the contract that we stream live and that it follows through for the rest of the day around the world, okay? We were instructed and we were told with lawyers present from Program Director Mark Chernoff that all ethnic and that all ethnic-based music was inappropriate for this show. And I said to him, so what you're saying, I want to be very, very explicit about this, sir. I said, what you're saying is you want me to play no loops and no ethnic music during this show. And he said, absolutely. Okay? I made him repeat it several times. My attorney was there. My agent from CAA was there. My manager was there. And I'm schizophrenic. That makes six of us. I was told that we have a specific demographic that we're supposed to aim at, a 35-year-old white male who would more appropriately appreciate, and his first suggestion coming from our program director, Mark Chernoff, was Lynyrd Skynyrd might be appropriate. Okay, I play classic rock for a living. I play the hell out of it. And I always will until I am dead. And when it comes to vacation, the weekend, when we get a day off, and this whole trip to radio for me is a day off. We didn't come here to do what we're already known for doing. We came here to surprise you. We came here to shock you a little bit. We came here to arm wrestle a little bit. We came here to be unique. We came here to wake you up. Don't expect me to galvanize how many people from sea to shining sea, starting at downbeat, sharp, sharp, 6 o'clock in the morning, playing just Running for the Devil with you. And yeah, I mispronounced it intentionally. No can do. I characterize it as a racially exclusionary kind of a project because I wasn't really quite sure what they meant by ethnic animal. What does it mean? Let me give you a quiz here. I'm going to quiz you. When somebody says, what is your ethnicity? Do they mean, are you Catholic or Jewish?
I think they mean I'm a dog, don't they?
Okay. No, I mean, when somebody says, what's your ethnic background? Does that mean whether you are from Boston or Omaha? No, right?
No.
When somebody says, what is your ethnic background? Doesn't that mean your color?
I think so.
Okay. If somebody says, what's your ethnic background to a Chinese person? Don't they say Chinese?
That's right.
And if somebody says, what's the ethnic background for a Boricua, Puerto Ricano? Well, they would say, I am from the island, man, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, when you exclude all the ethnic music and all the ethnic-based music, what we play here comes right off the shelf. This is what I buy when I spend my money. Everything from Brazilian to thrash rock. We've reviewed everything here from the first Queen album, which, don't lie, none of you heard. You never bought the record. It came from too long ago. And when I played it for you, you loved it, didn't you? And then we review Sergio Mendes. We'll review everything. We'll have people on this show that are diverse, as diverse as Henry Rollins to Ted Nugent. That's a pretty strong spectrum, correct? Seriously. In terms of, you know, who's playing on the show, it's everything from B. Young to Natasha Bedingfield. And it'll continue in that fashion. I think that's probably what it is that you're tuning in this show for. I can't imagine having our show sound like this. Okay, it's 22 degrees outside. It's 7:05, and well, let's do our sports block. That's just not me, babe. We were told that we would have to have a woman, a young lady, come and join me. And I told them that I felt that that was redoing the Howard Stern configuration. That you have Robin Quivers read the news, then I'm supposed to, like Howard Stern, answer the news. And then we would have things like, seriously, a sports block. We would deal with that. That we would have episodes where, okay, we're going to freestyle for the next 30 minutes. And then we would have a topic, but not too soon. And you would pick two topics per day. And it all sounds very familiar, very predictable, very freaking boring. And that's part of the reason that young people have virtually abandoned this great medium of real radio. Because it's middle-aged, beige, boring, tired, predictable. And inside all of us is the monkey, I call it. And the monkey is dying to do this. Put on the TV set and the monkey wants to go, I get it, forget it. Monkey goes to the concert inside of you. You listen to somebody play and you go, I get it, forget it. You watch a new sitcom, I get it, forget it. Football game's not going too well, all predictable, I get it, forget it. Hopefully, we would have created something that was unique. And I in no way would ever want to imitate one of my heroes. And Stern certainly is. He's one of my mentors. You know what I learned from him? Be true to your school. No, that was the Beach Boys. But it's still stellar company, Howard. I'm not kidding. Be true to yourself, man. That at all costs, you got to say what's on your mind. Because what people traditionally do is they don't speak what's on their mind. And I told them, guys, I don't want to imitate Howard Stern. I don't want to have the same setup as so many other individuals who are on the roster already. This is stellar talent coming off of 92.3 here in New York City. You got the radio chick. You've got Booker and the gang up there. You got JV and Elvis. And you know what? Word around the campfire is that they tried to install the exact same routine with everybody. How is it Corolla wound up with that exact same team? Got the guy. You get the comedian. I haven't heard his show, and I'm sure that he's superb. I'm a fan. But how is it he wound up with the exact same suit, arriving in the exact same car, with the exact same hat on? That's the program director, Mark Chernoff. I don't know what the fella in Chicago is working with, but I'll bet you the $5 bill in my pocket that it's the same exact setup. So you know what I did? I thought I'd be a good guy for a change. Big mistake. And I said, hey, you want me to meet some dame? You know what? I'll meet her. We'll give her a chance. I said, but frankly, guys, and I said this in the meeting the other day, if you're going to bring a gal in here, I don't care if she's 21 or if she's 51, then you're going to have a combination of Nancy Grace from CNN, a trial attorney with a university education and a whole lot of distance experience, okay? And she has to be mixed with a cultural icon like Heidi Fleiss, because we're not having anybody on this show who doesn't represent something specific. And if it's going to be a female, well, then we'll either have our intern, who's 21, and she represents a huge community of people who are plugging into this kind of a show and this kind of a music, etc. Or you had better be a university-trained, educated individual who's done some time in a federal institution for pursuing some of my Larsenist favorites. And if you can decipher that on foot, you've just had your trippio as well. Anyways, they took us off of the internet last night, and that is in our contract. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't even make it here on Monday. And I'm going to play every single show exactly as if it was the last. I said that yesterday. I mean it today. We're freewheeling here. If you thought yesterday was unique, stick with us today. And it's only going to spin up even a little more colorfully however you want. I was told that the subject matter that we deal with here is not pertinent. That we deal with too many broad-based subjects. We deal with too many things like gun control, McDonald's, getting high, abortion, porn stars, etc. That we should just read the news. That one person should go down and read the news, etc. I'll read some news for you right now. Ashley Simpson's former vocal teacher says she can't sing. That's an actual headline I'm supposed to follow through on. And then we would turn off the sound. And we would riff on it. Ashley Simpson, huh? I kind of like Ashley Simpson, man. I kind of like it that she can't sing. Oh, wait a minute. That's the wrong approach. That's not the Leonard Skinner approach, Dave. What are you doing playing Brazilian music? Most of us can't even spell Brazilian. That's the point. You can spell G-string, can't you? Where do you think they came from? How many great industrial and cultural innovations have come from a tropical place on Earth? Nobody invented the cotton gin. Nobody invented gin in a tropical place. It's too warm. It's too comfortable. I think that the only cultural and significant, really, really significant industrial innovation to come out of Brazil probably is the bikini, right? All right, I'm joking. But not really. Anyway. Vamos nessa, na portuguesa, baby. All kinds here. We say, from Yakima, the podcast for Ted Nugent and Hank Three are online. They finally got out. No full show, though. I guess you really pissed somebody off. I expect so. I'm wondering out loud. 92.3 stands for free, right? Rhymes with C, and that spells censorship, doesn't it? I thought that we were able to actually discuss issues and so forth at hand, but I understand that there's some pompous, retarded marching that figures somebody said that there was a racist issue or something. No, what I said is that when you tell somebody to get rid of all the ethnic music and get rid of all the ethnic-based music, is that sounds exclusionary, racially exclusionary. It does sound racist to me. I don't know who invented it, and I don't frankly care. I think it was probably a group effort, okay? And like most art created by community, it stinks bad. This idea is based on an individual like a Stern, like a Wolfman Jack, like an Imus, like a Giacomo Henderson or somebody. These are famous names, okay, that had an individual idea. How did we get saddled with the Paul Giamatti guy in the Howard Stern movie? Remember? No, it's WNBC. How did I get saddled with the guy? What is his name? Bruno or whatever.
Pig vomit.
Pig vomit. How did I get saddled with the bum in Good Morning Vietnam? Remember when Robin Williams is doing Adrian Cronauer and he's having all these great riffs and this clown comes in? He's the Italian character. He's a great actor. I think his name is Bruno something or other. And he shows up and he's going, can't you play some more Mantovani? Something smooth like Perry Como. And this is what we're struggling with. And frankly, my friends, we're not going to stop the loops. We're not going to stop the ethnic-based music. We're not going to stop the heavy metal. We're going to still have everybody from, Hank Williams III to Ted Nugent. We're going to have everybody from Henry Rollins to Joel Siegel, the movie critic, etc., etc. And I wouldn't be surprised if I get fired for this. So, let's continue back down Brazilian way here. What we were doing is we were reviewing Sergio Mendes, and it's an album that I found at the Starbucks here. And one of the reasons I'm recommending this stuff is eu falo suficiente português. I speak enough Brazilian to get me completely in trouble. And only halfway out, which is really good for good lyrics later, turns out. Anyway, I fell in love in Brazil. First time that I went down there, a sweetheart named Paula Amaral. And I decided that I was going to communicate on a more in-depth level. And there's my roots for this. I spent a lot of time in the Amazon jungle. I'll tell that story a little bit later. We left from Manaus on a boat there. That was immersion training. You had to learn Portuguese at that point. And then became my fascination with this kind of music. Do I particularly love the music? I like sand in my shoes. I like the way a sandwich tastes when it has a little beach sand in it. Do you know what I'm saying? When you go to kiss your girlfriend and you can taste a little salt water on her skin. Do you follow? When you don't even use a towel because it's so hot and humid, you come out of that water and you're just shining and then, boom, you're dry. Do you know that feeling, right? And you know the smell of when you're at the beach or at one of those little bars, those bodegas where you're standing near the sand and you can smell a girl's perfume and it mixes with the smell of some other girl's suntan lotion and you can smell a counterfeit bootleg Cuban cigar. Those are better. Oh, yeah. And you mix, you know, down in Brazil, you know, it's a lot of really great cultures. It's red meat based, man. And you have the grills, you know, they grill meat everywhere. It's a barbecue kind of style. And you smell that. It's like crispy on the outside and real tender on the inside. Sort of like me. What? Brian, go ahead.
I want to go to Brazil right now.
Oh, absolutely you do. Vamos nessa. Um meu novo amigo. Absolutely. So, When I recommend this music, it's not going to change your whole indoctrination towards what you listen to forever. But when you put this stuff in the Mazda, when you put this stuff in the Volkswagen, when this stuff goes into the van, when this stuff goes into the SUV, the sun comes up. You ever feel bad? Then the sun comes up on this. You feel good? The sun comes up higher. This is great romance stuff. This is booty music. You don't have to make the booty call. You just put this on. And what comes with this, and I'm talking to a lot of you youngsters out there who are just not familiar with this, and it doesn't sound modern to you usually, this comes with all the new acts trying this material, and it comes with the new drum sounds. It comes with the new synth sounds. It's completely digitized, okay? And they've taken the old groove and given it all the earmarks of everything that you're going to hear on MTV, MTV2, BET, in some senses the Country Channel as well, because they're using that kind of instrumentation now. So if you want to sell this kind of material to somebody who's not familiar with it, who's a little under my age, this is the perfect way to go. Go ahead, give me up a track two there, Hutch.
One for the trouble.
One for the trouble.
Two for the bass.
Two for the bass.
Three for the ladies.
Three for the ladies.
And four for the blaze.
Four for the blaze.
This is Erykah Badu and the Black Eyed Peas.
Yo, 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 it's that heat, that heat, that heat, that heat.
You let them drums in the background?
Heat, yo, the heat coming thick down from Sao Paulo. Baking New York, shaking up the Apollo.
Sexy.
Rhyme I ignite, people bite and swallow, but the way they recite it, it sounded real hollow. Hollow like empty 40-ounce bottles. Holla at your boy if you want to.
Wait till you hear the chorus.
Brazilian beauties with booties that wobble. Boobies like tooties that fog up your goggles. Yeah, I keep a hot full throttle. Beats bang out and keep your head on bobble. Instrumentally, I'm
I grew up
like
with this. Where do you hear it?
Fundamentally, I just can't follow. I'll get sentimental with when it's in my bros. Diving, ducking, dodging from high low.
You've heard that a million times, right? Check it out.
I stay positive and rock mics because I go. One for the trouble, two for the bass, three for the latest, and four for the blaze, blaze. Slow down, baby. That heat, that heat, that heat.
Sexy, sexy, sexy.
Take off clothes, get mellow. Relax your soul, get mellow. Unwind spine, get mellow. Mellow, get mellow. Slow down, baby.
Hot wind.
It's that heat, that heat, that heat.
Smoking, baby. Find this one, Sergio Mendez at Starbucks. Give it away, Brother Strange.
Yo, it's that heat coming in slow motion. Barbecue your body, keep your body straight roasted.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.
Lotion. Dark skin honeys in the summer.
On 92.3 Free FM.
I get up and nothing ever gets me down.
That's right.
You got it tough.
I know you do, baby.
I've seen the toughest around. And I know.
Yes, I know.
Baby, just how you feel.
I sense it, mama.
You gotta roll with the punches and get to what's real. Oh, can't you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine.
See me, baby.
I ain't the worst that you've seen. Can't you see what I mean?
Might as well jump. Hey, we got a very special guest on the phone, and he's ready to jump. Go ahead and spin the loop over there one time. I have Jeff Jarrett. He's here with the Total Nonstop Action Wrestlers. He's been there since the beginning of it, 2002. He's going to be here March 12th, 8 p.m. He's competing in the Destination X pay-per-view event in a huge eight-man war. Jeff recently lost his TNA Heavyweight Championship belt at a pay-per-view event in February. I sense this is an ambitious fella. Jeff, are you with us here?
How you doing this morning? First, I got to comment. I like the lead-in song of Jump. Is that like that's the lounge version?
That's the lounge version. That's the Vegas version. That's Paul Anka who wrote the Tonight Show theme and so forth. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Good. How you doing this morning?
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Music City, USA.
Which is? That could be one of four places now.
Now, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, excellent. Excellent.
Out of Nashville.
How long have you been a wrestler, Jeff? How long have you been actually professional doing this?
My entire life. I'm a third generation. My grandmother, actually, she didn't wrestle, but she did everything but wrestle in the wrestling business, and my father wrestled. So I've been around it my entire life, but actively, I started in April of 86, so it's coming up on 20 years.
My goodness. And do you mind my asking, how old are you now, Jeff?
Oh, 38.
and so what you're explaining is that this is a lot like the guys and gals who become fire people become policemen, that it usually comes from a family. Is that the case with most pro wrestlers? Is it a family lineage thing, do you find?
No, I mean, there's a lot of people that get into the business that have a relative that's been in the business. Some work out, some don't. I think it's always been a blessing and a curse for me. It was great for me getting in, but when you get in, you're always held to a higher level. You're expected more out of you much quicker. It's been all good getting in, and I've been through a lot in my career, and like you said, I've been with TNA. Actually, me and my father started TNA back in April of 2002, and coming up June of 2002.
So. Was your father a professional wrestler as well, Jeff?
Yes, he sure was.
What was his first name?
Jerry.
Okay,
Jerry.
Okay, great. And what era was he wrestling? Was that coming from the 60s and the 70s there?
Basically the 70s. Late 60s he got going, but really the 70s
was one of the coolest things that I think about professional wrestling, and it's something that I grew up with since I was tall enough to reach the TV set, was that it strikes me in a classic American tradition that's closer to what the circus, the carnival, what traveling rock and roll road shows are, in that everybody does a lot of different jobs. You just described how your mother did everything behind the scenes except actually wrestle. And you're talking about the guy who does the tickets can also actually design the posters, who actually pulls and sets up the ring and then gets in and wrestles in the ring. Do you see that happening, or are people beginning to really specialize compared to the way your mother did it?
Well, yeah, that was my grandmother.
Even better.
My grandmother did it, and then her son, my father, so it's a third generation kind of deal. But growing up, it was a much more smaller organization. Now with the wrestling business was a regional business back through the 70s and early 80s. Right now it's a global business. Our program is seen in over 118 countries worldwide. Our pay-per-view can be seen as far away as New Zealand. So you have to have specialists, working for you and doing a little bit of everything, but you also have to have the guys that, some guys focus on TV, some guys focus on production side of it. I know you've been on some big rock and roll tours where the wrestling business has turned into that with Pyro and Light.
Certainly. Other foreign countries have you been to, Jeff? Talking to Jeff Jarrett, pro wrestler. Tell me some of the countries you've been to.
All over the world. Australia, New Zealand, Japan, Korea. Wrestled all through Europe. Every country in Europe. Puerto Rico. Israel.
See, you guys are like short stories for people who don't even speak English. You can tell the whole story and who's the good guy and who's the bad guy, the plot development and the possible ending, without having to speak any language at all. You translate into virtually every language. Do you agree or disagree?
My grandmother used to call it Shakespeare to the masses.
The plot lines are identically the same. Identically the same. You hold up the skull. Now you hold up somebody's skull.
and the thing about wrestling that's been so unique, it's really a hybrid. It's not true sport, and it's not just all entertainment. It's definitely a physical activity that, you have to get in there and you have to be highly skilled, and it translates so well on TV. We've been on Spike TV since this past October. We're going prime time. Thursday, April 13th is going to be our first primetime show. We're going to be on every Thursday on Spike starting April 13th at 9 Eastern. So, the business has come a long way, like a lot of different forms of business, but the wrestling business definitely has evolved.
Oh, so what's happening? Here's what's evolved in the media, is that over the years, professional wrestling has always carried with it the discussion of, is it real or is it not? As you've described, it's not entirely theater and it's not entirely athletic. I maintain it's possibly, arguably, one of the most difficult forms of theater, because it's so rough and tough on your bodies, and you have to be an extraordinary athlete in order to have the endurance and the length of the career to actually make things work for you. You agree or disagree?
Absolutely, David. You've done your homework. the wrestling business, you know, to be good at it, you got to be a hell of an athlete. You have to stay in shape. And you know, we don't have seasons. We're 52 weeks a year. Our program, wrestling, doesn't work in reruns. So, you know, you have to produce a television show every week. The pay-per-views are once a month. You mentioned ours earlier. And every month we strive to make the pay-per-view that happened, you know, the February pay-per-view was great. Well, we got to make it even better.
See, I've always maintained that I'm 51, but my x-rays are 73. How are your knees doing?
You know, the best thing for me to do is what I don't know doesn't hurt me.
I call that selective denial, and I recommend it to all showbiz beginners. I'm talking to Jeff Jarrett, one of the preeminent TNA, Total Nonstop Action wrestlers, and he's been there since the beginning in 2002. Let me share a thought with you, and please speak to this, Jeff. Most actors today in movies particularly go out of their way to say that all the stunts they did were real. They want us to totally, totally believe that they are actually Batman. They are actually the guy in Mission Impossible. They actually can handle that sidearm gun. They can actually fly the airplane. They can actually hold their breath underwater for up to 4 days, and on and on and on. It's the wrestlers now who come on and speak as you do and go, no, we're professional. This is showbiz. You're going to have to be built like Batman in order to get a career out of this. But that this is showbiz, and let us show you how it works. What side do you take? Do you maintain your character throughout, or are you up for explaining how some of the theater works behind the scenes? I'll accept it either way. Go ahead and speak to that, Jeff.
I mean, to me, the business is. I mean, you know, for an actor or actress to say they do all their stunts, I've been on movie sets, I've been a part of a couple, and that's a joke. They have more padding, they have more, you know, they get every kind of engineer out there and try to figure out how to do their stunts. In the wrestling business, what you see is what you get. We are live. You know, there's not take two, take three, take four. You know, it is definitely fairly highly physical. And you know, you have to be a professional and to do what we do and do it well and to have a career. Anybody can dive off the top of a ring and hit the mat, but it's getting up and learning how to do that night after night after night.
Whoa, so, you know, it's amazing how you guys do that night after night. Your finishing move is known as the stroke?
I got all the stroke in TNA, and that name has some similarities and some useful uses other than just naming my move.
Okay, but it says here that you use the guitar to smash people. Is that your moniker? Is that your trademark? Do you bring a guitar into the ring?
I have carried the guitar to the ring, being from Music City, USA, for over 10 years. And if somebody gets out of line, there's nothing like taking the old fender and blasting over somebody's head.
I love it. Would you mind taking a phone call from some of the fans here, Jeff?
I welcome.
Speaking into Jeff Jarrett, one of the most famous names, Total Nonstop Action here, 866-313-3733. Go ahead, Jimmy, you're on. Speak to Jeff. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeff Jarrett, big fan. I've been following you since you were in the WCW for a while, but the NWO times when wrestling was starting to get revamped, at least for me. I've been a fan since I've been a little kid. I mean, I'm only 22 now, so I've been able to see a lot of change happen in the wrestling world. My question for you was, how has this merger with the WWE affected the your work with the TNA? Has it motivated you to move forth with the TNA, or is it like setting you back too much?
Okay, guys, what you're reflecting on is possibly a little complicated for those who aren't following the wrestling game closely. Please explain, Jeff, if you would, what he's describing here. There are two companies that are at competition?
For about 15 years, up until 2001, the Turner organization, the Time Warner, had a program on, and it was the WCW organization. WWE, then known as WWF, there were two major organizations. Vince McMahon bought his competition. So in 2001, Vince had a monopoly on the business for all intents and purposes. In 2002, TNA launched. We were the first ever weekly pay-per-view series. So, you know, to have a true startup organization in wrestling is really, David, it's unheard of this day and age. But we have plugged along. We have taken methodical steps. And here we are about to launch a primetime television show. We're on Saturday nights right now, at 11 on Spike TV. The ratings are doing phenomenal. The monthly pay-per-views are doing great.
Well, when it comes to Goliath, we always support the Davids.
That's it. And that's what we are right now. We're headed into this Sunday's pay-per-view, and we've got, probably one of the top five stars in the entire wrestling business.
Who's that? Say the name.
In the ring. Sting.
And
Sting, for the first time, he said he's not coming to the pay-per-view as his character Sting. He's coming as Steve Borden. And actually, David, he's coming for me. So I've got my work cut out this Sunday.
Whoa, this sounds like a real matchup. Well, tell us again what the date and the time of that is, Jeff Jarrett.
This Sunday, exclusively on pay-per-view. That's March 12th, Destination X. And you know, we've got a very, very unique match that's happened this Sunday. It's called a Ultimate X match. It's where it's basically a ladder match with no ladders.
How do you construct that in 85 words or less? Please explain.
In 85 words or less, we wrestle in a six-sided ring, which is not your traditional four-sided ring. TNA is all about innovation. But you have four, and you can probably relate to this. You know what lighting truss is? We have four lighting trusses that go 15 feet high in the air, put on four corners of the six-sided ring. There's a steel cable in the form of an X. You hang the belt right at where the two cables cross. You have to climb the trusses and then shimmy your way out to the center of the ring to get the belt. It is a match, David. If you've never watched wrestling before,
what I want to see is the reality series. What I want to see is the reality series of you guys sitting around and dreaming up this incredible stuff. That's a show in itself. I've got to imagine.
That reality show starts this fall, Spike. I'll be back on to plug that later. No,
hey, I'm not kidding. I would be fascinated to see how you geniuses sit around and dream up this kind of material. Even one explanation of something like that, you will never forget it. We'll be grandparents, and we'll be going, you know, I remember there was a fella named Jeff, and they hung a belt. You should have been there, kids. And it's one of those things. You don't even have to see it. Even the explanation is genius. I can't wait to see this. Jeff Jarrett, thanks for giving us a call.
David, I appreciate your time. Looking forward to being on again.
Good luck on your next match. Jeff Jarrett, world champion, total nonstop action, just like here on Roth Radio, baby.
David Lee Roth, weekday mornings on 92.3 Free FM.
How is it cloudy on TV?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike. It really is.
Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
I'm eating an apple. Keep playing, man. Seriously. Turn off the music. You can hear it. Breakfast. Put the music back on. Go ahead. Breakfast shift, baby. All right, break for the loop, Hutch. Go ahead, man. Let's take some phone calls here. Ernesto from Germany. Do I mispronounce half of my words this early? I don't know. I used to think it was because I was hitting the microphone, but no, it's breakfast. I haven't had any. Go ahead, Ernesto. You're on.
Buenos dias, señor Roth.
Hey, señor. Con gusto. Me dices en inglés, por favor. Tell me in English.
Yes,
go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I want to praise you. I think you're doing a great job. I think the format is kick-ass, and, you know, keep up the great work. And if you don't mind, I like to say that I'm not a fan of Howard Stern because I think he's boring and his material is...
Oh, wait a second. This is not an anti-Howard Stern show. If you want to be anti-somebody, pick Tom Gisano. Go ahead. No, Howard's a hero. What he does is completely different. Hopefully, what I'm doing here is completely unique and different, and I can't allow you to go ahead and slam one of my heroes.
All he says is, take your top off. That's all I hear. He's like a broken record. But anyway...
Wait a minute, that broken record works for my weekend. A lot of my best relationships have started with that very mantra, but I digress. Go ahead.
That's it, man. I just want to give you a high five, props, shout out, the whole works.
Ernesto, thanks a lot. That means a lot to us. Thank you very much for giving us a call. 866-313-3733. Give me Mike. He says he didn't like the show, and now he loves it. I told you this stuff was addictive. Go ahead. You're on, my friend. D-Row.
How you doing, Mr. Roth?
Good, Mike. What's cooking?
Like I told the screener, I'll be honest with you, I was never a fan of yours. I used to think you were the biggest jerk.
But I heard that from my last three girlfriends. Continue.
I listened to your first show, and I'll be honest with you, I didn't like it.
Neither did I.
But I said, you know, it's his first day, and I got to give the guy a break.
That's what I said.
It's a job. But I've been listening, and I'll tell you, I have been totally turned around. I love you.
Thank you so much, Mike. What about it has given you the turnaround? Seriously, what is it about it that you're finding cool about this? Tell me.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it is.
Please.
Every station is trying to... I mean, I was a big fan of Howard.
Every station
is trying to do what Howard does. You are doing something that no one's doing. I got to be honest with you, I can't believe your intelligence. I can't believe how smart you are. You guys are having intelligent conversations on the radio. It's a breath of fresh air to me and my girlfriend. And I tell you, man, they're crazy if they try to knock you off.
Oh, they're definitely going to try and knock us off. They took us off the internet last night. We keep getting a repeat request, their demands actually, with lawyers present at this point in time to ditch all the loops, ditch all the music, all the ethnic references, the Spanish, the Portuguese, the station IDs, the internet announcements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I find out now, word around the campfire is that they try to install the same exact configuration with virtually every act on this station. If I committed to this, 3 out of 4 acts would be the Howard Stern configuration. And if every one of us had committed to what they were demanding, 4 of us out of 4 would be the exact same as the Howard Stern configuration. Hey, you think you're going to continue listening to the show?
Of course, but the problem is they want instant gratification. You're just starting, man. Let you do your thing. Believe me, the audience is going to come, man. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much for giving us a call.
I tell you, man, you really turned me around. I really am a fan of yours now. But I used to hate you. I fucking love you now. Oh, sorry.
Be careful. Hey, like a Pakistani taxi driver told me, my friend, one time, I can tell you this. Be careful of the things that you love and that you hate, because very frequently you will find they are interchangeable, my friend.
David Lee Roth in the mornings. 92.3 Free FM.